AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dutch investigators aren't saying who fired it, but they say a surface-to-air missile brought down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 more than a year ago in eastern Ukraine. Dieba Jostra with the Dutch Safety Board says the missile was launched in territory held by Russian-backed rebels.
The calculations demonstrate that the missile was launched from a 320 square kilometer area in the eastern part of Ukraine.
298 people were killed. The Dutch Prime Minister is calling on Russia to fully cooperate with the criminal investigation. Tonight in Las Vegas, voters get a chance to see and hear the Democrats who want to be president. This is debate number one for them. The AP's Nicholas Riccardi reports Hillary Rodham Clinton is still considered the frontrunner for the Democrats. Bernie Sanders is second.
Sanders has raised a lot of money. He's polling fairly well in states like New Hampshire. Here in Nevada, he doesn't poll as well. The more diverse electorate seems to favor Hillary Clinton, who's got stronger roots and support among Black and Latino voter groups than Bernie Sanders does.
Also at the debate, Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee. Two firefighters are dead in Missouri.
Last night, KCFD suffered a loss of two firefighters during the second alarm response.
Kansas City Fire Chief Paul Berardi says the two were killed fighting a massive building fire. They were trying to rescue two people in the building when a wall collapsed on them. The two people in the building got out safely. Planned Parenthood says it's going to maintain programs at some of its clinics to make fetal tissue available for research, but will no longer accept any sort of payment to cover the cost of the programs. This is in response to the furor over undercover videos that contended Planned Parenthood officials tried to profit from their programs providing post-abortion fetal tissue to researchers. Planned Parenthood says the videos were deceptively edited. On Wall Street, stocks have moved higher. The Dow is up about 12 points. This is AP Radio News. Taylor Swift leads the way in nominations at the American Music Awards. Baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad. Swift has six nominations, and if she wins all six, she will be the most honored artist ever at the American Music Awards. Ed Sheeran and The Weeknd have five nominations each. Both have never won an American Music Award. The American Music Awards will be handed out in Los Angeles November 22nd. This Sunday, a sermon series was wrapping up at the Sycamore Creek Church near Columbus, Ohio, called I Was Broke, I'm Not Now. The congregation ordered a $5.99 pizza during the service. Reverend Steve Markle brought the driver on stage and asked the woman the biggest tip she ever received. She said about $10. He told her the church teaches about generosity and gave the driver a $1,000 tip collected from the Sunday offerings. The driver broke into tears. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.